Welcome to the podcast. Young in love.
Hello, my people. How una day? How are you guys doing? Welcome to another episode of the Young in Love podcast. This is your favorite host, Kezia Vilawa. If you're a returning listener, Tiri Bosa for you. Bosa. And if you're a first-time listener, welcome. I am super excited that you are here. Welcome to the Young Lovers Squad. This is the second episode in the Finding Love series. Last episode was the first episode, and this is the second one, right? So this is the second step that you need to take when you're looking for love. This is the second step that you need to take in your quest, right, for love. And just a recap, the previous episode, we talked about admitting that you're actually finding love, admitting that you're actually looking for love. That's the first step, because if you're in self-denial, nothing for you. And then the second step, okay, let me say 1A and then 1B, because I kind of paired them together, right? And then the 1B, right, is that you need to define what you want. Determine what you want in terms of values, in terms of qualities, lifestyle, and all of that. If you haven't listened to that episode, I recommend strongly that you listen to that episode. Now, having admitted that you're looking for love and defining what you want, the next thing you need to do is narrow down on the non-negotiables, right? So you need to define negotiables versus non-negotiables. I'm not going to be talking about negotiables, because the moment you have narrowed down on non-negotiables, you automatically know what your negotiables are. The same way that I said in the previous episode that the moment you define what you want, it's almost automatically defining what you do not want. All right. So what are non-negotiables? You know, identifying non-negotiables, I think, is about recognizing what qualities in a relationship are absolutely critical, right, for long-term satisfaction. And it doesn't mean judging someone, it doesn't mean finding things to fight about, to pick fights about. It just basically means recognizing what qualities are necessary, are important, are critical for long-term satisfaction. So you know that if this quality is absent, if this is lacking, then what are we even doing in the first place? There's no way the marriage would work, or there's no way the relationship would work, right? So just like defining what you want, the good thing about narrowing down on non-negotiables or identifying non-negotiables is that you get to determine what this is for you. Remember at the start of this series, I said I'm not going to be telling you what to do in terms of, oh, five ways to get the woman of your dreams, or 10 things to do to get the man of your dreams, or the man that you want. This is basically the mindset. What I'm doing in the Finding Love series is putting you in the mindset. But when it comes to identifying these qualities and these non-negotiables, you get to determine what these things are for you. Because I cannot do it for you. Nobody can do it for you but you, right? So this is the good thing. You get to determine it yourself. And non-negotiables should be based on what is beneficial to you, to your health, and to your happiness, right? It's not about being selfish or being unreasonable. For example, I hear a lot of people say, my woman must be driving a car, or my man must have a car, he must have built a house, you know, he must own a home. When I was in university, I remember a girl, I don't know if I remember her name, she said, there was a conversation and she was like, what will I be doing with a man that does not have his own house? When my father married my mother, she moved into her husband's house, as per, like, the man owned the house, right? So why would I be with a man who does not have his own house, right? Then you hear some girls, at least that one, she even has a background that she can refer to, because her father did it. So the expectation, or the baseline has been set, right? She has grounds to even say that. But then you see some people say, he must have a car, he must be earning six figure, he must be doing this, he must be doing that. And sometimes these people saying these things do not even have a job themselves, right? They do not even own cars, they do not own a home, nothing at the bottom of the ladder, and having this like really big. This is not what non-negotiables mean, right? It's not being selfish. It's not being unreasonable. A non-negotiable is a trait, is a value, mostly intangible. It's not about the material. Don't forget. We will maybe come to all those materials and the rest of that. But right now, it's about intangible things. And sometimes non-negotiables can change as you grow and as you mature. Don't worry. I will give you examples of non-negotiables as we progress. Sometimes non-negotiables can change as you grow and mature. I'm going to share some examples with you. All right. When I was much younger, it wasn't sufficient for me to say that I must marry a Christian. I used to say I must marry an Adventist, a Seventh-day Adventist. When I was much younger, I used to say that. Then as I got older, I met different people. I met like a lot of people, you understand? And then gradually that mentality, that mindset changed. And to me, he did not have to be a Seventh-day Adventist. It was okay if he was Christian, a firm believer in God, if he had that God consciousness. So sometimes these non-negotiables can change for you, right? It's possible that because you grew up in an environment where you saw mommy and daddy drinking and smoking, to you it wasn't a problem. But as you got older, you discover that some of these lifestyles are like really dangerous to the health. And then you say, okay, you know what? I do not want a person who smokes. You see, so that has changed. So non-negotiables can sometimes change as you grow and as you mature. I remember an experience once when I was in Lagos. I even followed a Catholic to his church once because the guy was like, oh yeah, I was JW, I was Jehovah's Witness. I got converted to Catholic. I love the faith, so I want you to come to church with me, blah, blah, blah. I remember vividly dressing up one Sunday morning to follow him to church and all of that. But I mean, that didn't work. But yet, I just know that as you grow older, as you mature, your non-negotiables can change. Now, let's do a quick exercise. In the previous episode, I said it's a good thing to write things down. It's a good thing to journal. So if you wrote something down, fine. If you did not, here's an opportunity. Grab a pen or grab a paper. If you do not have a pen or a paper close to you, you can use your device. If you can go to the notes in your phone or whatever and write down these things, the qualities, the values that appeal to you, that you want in your partner. And if you're not sure exactly what to write, I think you should listen to the first episode in this series, defining what you want. Listen to that episode and you will know exactly how to, you know, structure the things you want in terms of values, qualities, features, and lifestyle. Listen to that episode. Now, if you listen to that episode and you wrote down the things that you wanted, let's do this exercise. If you have your diary, now, after you have, defined what you want, go down in your diary and write down the values without which you will not even consider being with a person. Identify those things that if this person doesn't have it, or if this person is not it, right? Then nothing is gonna, if this person is not in this mindset, if this, write those things down that this, my partner must be this. And it's not about you changing your partner to be that person. It's about meeting your partner that way. Write those things down. And I'm going to give examples, right, of what some non-negotiables might be for you. Don't forget, I said this is something you determine. So these examples are not prescriptive. I'm not prescribing non-negotiables for you. I'm just giving examples, right? Some people say, I will not be with a partner who does not want kids because I want kids. So if you're a person who does not want kids, and you end up with a partner who wants kids, there's going to be a dichotomy and of a very serious nature, right? So if you want kids, I think one of your non-negotiables should be being with someone who also wants kids. So that when you meet a guy or you meet a lady and it's like, no, I do not want kids, you know, okay, straight up, this is not going to work, right? You don't start wanting to change their mindset. I mean, things happen where maybe 2 years from the time they said they did not want kids, they might change their mind. Or it's possible someone can say, oh, I want kids. And 2 years, they're like, you know what? I don't think I want that. That's a totally different situation. But when you're meeting someone for the first time and they're telling you they do not want kids and you know you want kids, you need to dead it. That's a dead end. Like, just, you know, that's an example, having kids or not. And then intimacy is another big deal, right? There are people who, when they start a relationship, they do not want to have sexual intimacy with the person. They do not want to be sexually intimate with the person until they have married. And there are others who are totally fine with sex before marriage. This is a big deal. This can be a non-negotiable for you. You know, I'm not having sex before we get married. So if you meet a person who, this thing must happen, do or die. Otherwise, boom. Someone once said he will not marry a wife. He will not marry a lady that he has not slept with. You know, said that to me. And in that moment, I was like, this person, we can't do this, because I felt like he was placing the cart before the horse. So this could be a non-negotiable for you. Big non-negotiable, right? If you're not ready in that moment, then that's fine. If you're ready, then it's not a non-negotiable for you, because then you and that person, you're on the same page. When it comes to family relationships, could also be a non-negotiable for you. Personally, one thing I told myself is I will not marry into a family where I am not loved or where I'm not liked, where I'm not, they do not like me. You know, some of us have come from plenty fights and dramas and all of that. So personally, I feel like there's no more fight left in me. I can't do it. It doesn't matter how much I love it. If the family does not like me, does not want me, you know, it's not going to happen. That's a non-negotiable for me. Then there are other people who are able to, they have the fight in them. They are ready to face, like, even if their family doesn't like their partner, they don't care. You know, I have a friend and he was in this, you know, situation where the family did not like his wife. And I said to him, listen, you're about to embark on a very, very, very long journey. Now, before you put someone's daughter in a very painful situation, you need to ask yourself, are you ready for this fight that you are taking on? Because it's not going to be an easy something. If you're not ready for the fight, end it now. But if you know that, because this is your family, you cannot throw them away. No matter how much you think right now you love this woman, your family will always be your family. Your mother will be your mother. Your siblings, they will be your family. You can't throw them away. They are always going to be in your life. So just know that by being with this woman, you're going to have to constantly be divided and sometimes conflicted within you. So, and I remember that I had a lecturer in school then who was in a similar situation, and he said something that stuck with me. He said because he knew that his family did not like his wife, he made sure that he never went to the village alone. He made sure that anytime he was visiting the village, he went with his wife. Because when she's there, I mean, she understood the language. There's no corner they will use and talk to him or say anything about, because she's there, right? And he knew that. So I shared this, my lecturer's, you know, experience with my friend. And till today, my lecturer's marriage, I mean, they're together. Everything is, that's a man who knows. That's a man who is aware. That's a man who's intentional, you know, knowing that his family does not like his wife. Not every man has that wisdom. Not every man has that maturity to live that divided life. You have to share your affection, your attention. It's your wife versus your family, not your wife and your family, if you get what I'm saying. All right, so I told my friend, you have to be, this is something you're going to do for forever, you know, because marriage forever something, your family forever, they're always going to be there. So you have to make up your mind. And he decided, right, to go ahead. And when we talk, he's like, Kezia, thank you, you know, that I talked with you and everything. His mind is solidified. And I pray that it continues to, you know, happen that way, where God gives him the wisdom to continue to navigate these, I don't know, complex relationships, right, between his wife and then the family that does not like the wife. So this could be a non-negotiable for you. If you have the fight in you, by all means do. But for me, I cannot marry into a family where I'm not, you know, loved or where I'm not welcome. Another non-negotiable for you can be drugs and all of that, the use and abuse of drugs. Like, no, it's a no-no. Does this person smoke weed or this one, or is this person doing marijuana or cocaine or whatever? I don't know. Like, I'm not familiar with these things, right? But it could be a non-negotiable for you. And then exclusivity is another example. There are people who don't mind being in an open relationship or in an open marriage. But if you want to be exclusive, then it should be a non-negotiable for you, where I will not share. I do not share me, I don't share my man, or me, I don't share my woman. So if I'm meeting a person who is talking about, but there's nothing wrong with that, we could be in an open, what a run. No physical abuse. I don't know, some people tolerate physical abuse, but it could be a non-negotiable for you. In fact, it should be, because on no account should anybody be placing hands on you, right? In a relationship, man or woman, on no account should anyone place hands on you. So in fact, I said I was giving examples, but when it comes to physical abuse, I'm not giving an example. I'm prescribing to you. This should be, must be a non-negotiable for you. Cheating, right? I mean, this is almost the same as exclusivity. Just that with exclusivity, I mean, you guys agree that we're going to be in an open relationship, so that if you see your partner with another person, it's not really cheating, because there's an agreement, it's an open relationship. Cheating, right? You say, if my man, like, I do not want to be with someone who thinks this is okay. I was once having a conversation with a guy who said he and his wife, they've talked about this whole cheating thing, and they have an agreement where they asked each other, which one do you prefer? That I cheat, you know, with a woman just once, like a one-night stand. I don't even know her name or no feelings attached. It was just a one-night stand, versus I cheat with a woman that I have feelings for, you know. So this is not a one-night stand. You're constantly with this woman. You make plans to meet with this woman. So which of the two cheatings, your types of cheating, do you prefer? And the lady said, I prefer the one-night stand, right? And then he said the same thing, that if his wife were to cheat, he would rather that she cheated, you know, with someone that is just the pleasure. It's not anything else. It's not emotions attached or affection or any of that stuff. I'm like, bro. Bro, what is that? But these are real conversations happening in marriages, right? So this could be a non-negotiable for you. No form of cheating. This one is not whether it's one night stand or whether emotions are attached to. No, for cheating is a no. So these are just some examples, right? You get to determine what these things are for you. And don't forget, do not negotiate on non-negotiables. You see, once you start compromising, you're already down for problems, multiple, right? So on no account should you start negotiating with this person, with a potential lover, on non-negotiables. That, as the name implies, non-negotiables. Rather than negotiate, just, you know, move on to the next person. Be with someone who is aligned with you. If you understand what I'm saying, don't go start trying to convince a person, oh, I mean, having kids is a good thing. They get to take care of you in your old age, blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. If someone says they do not want kids, you respect that and move along. Or, you know, whatever non-negotiable it is that you've identified and determined for yourself. So just write these things down and continue to keep them at the back of your mind as well when you meet with people and when you interact with them. So we have come to the end of this episode on narrowing down on non-negotiables. In our next episode, we are going to be discussing becoming who you want to be with. And the major question we're going to be asking or answering is, are you your type's type? When you say you want a high value man, you want a high value woman, are you first a high value person? So on the next episode, we are going to be discussing becoming who you want to be with. Do not miss that episode. It's going to be the third episode in the Finding Love series. Now, I hope that you found this episode insightful. If you did, please share it with your family, share it with your friends, share it with your potential lover if you already have one. And if you do not have one, it's totally fine. Just keep these at the back of your mind. Please do not forget to follow us on Instagram at youngin_love_podcast. And wherever you're listening to this episode, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Radio Public, wherever, do not forget to follow the podcast so that you are the first to know when a new episode is released, and make sure that your notification is turned on. Now, until the next episode, bye and be good.
Young in love.